thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, modest viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahun Uul Province, channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Otul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Donya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Dingmen County, channel 105 on Mingchen Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Czech Republic warmly receives refugees from Myanmar or Burma. In veg news, Paris, France holds its first veg fest. In animal news, a Formosan or Taiwanese man has a close bond with a dozen piglet friends. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 5th, is the Hindu festival Raksha Bandhan, which celebrates the profound connection between brothers and sisters. Traditionally, sisters place a rakhi, a bracelet which can be made of several colors of thread decorated with beads or stones around the brother's wrists. This symbolizes the bond of love and trust. Brothers in return give special gifts to promise their lifelong care. Families come together with music and dance to commemorate this auspicious occasion. Raksha Bandhan is also observed beyond the family with friends and neighbors to honor the brotherhood and sisterhood among every people, culture, and faith. We wish all a harmonious and blessed Raksha Bandhan.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Turkey. Days of torrential rainfall overflowed rivers and caused a landslide in the northern provinces of Ordu, Artvin, Bolu, and Batin. 7 lives were lost and 11 others injured, with hundreds of buildings damaged. On July 17th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 for relief, while sending her heartfelt sorrow and prayers. This amount could obtain approximately $78,000 in emergency supplies if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Turkey.
Our association's relief team from Germany traveled to the heavily affected areas of the Black Sea region. In Bartın province, local government officials said that the urgent needs of the victims had been covered. Our relief team thus traveled to the town of Bulangcuk in Giresun, the capital city of Giresun province, where they purchased basic food necessities as well as treats for the children.
Assisted by local officials, they delivered food packages to 200 households and gave 90 people envelopes containing cash assistance. They also distributed SOS flyers to inform people of the vegan solution for global warming.
Later, Edgman, editor of a local Giresun newspaper, as well as member of an animal protection association, offered to publish an article about Supreme Master Qinghai and our association's relief efforts.
On the way out of Giresun, our association's relief team met a gentleman named Faretin from a village in Giresun province, who said that 25 homes had been damaged there. They gave him the rest of Master's donation to aid his fellow villagers, along with SOS flyers. Faretin conveyed his gratitude and said he would adopt a vegetarian diet.
Many thanks, Bulangcuk and Giresun officials and editor Edgman, for your kind assistance. And congratulations, Mr. Faretin, for your compassionate choice of the veg lifestyle.
We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for bringing comfort to those in need and to our association's relief team for their endeavors. With the grace of the Providence, may the Turkish people swiftly recover the normalcy of their daily lives as humanity's increased stewardship helps to restore Earth's stability.
Baja California rocked by strong earthquake. On Monday morning, a strong 6.9 magnitude quake struck in the Gulf of California, 60 miles from the Mexican town of Santa Isabel on the Baja California Peninsula. The earthquake was felt in the U.S. city of San Diego, where office workers were evacuated from a building. A 5.8 magnitude tremor had occurred before the quake, which was later followed by a 5.0 and 5.9 magnitude aftershocks. There were no reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning was issued. We thank God for the people's safety in the quake-stricken regions. May such disquieting events be alleviated as more and more embrace eco-conscious and earth-stabilizing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Heavy rains caused Shanghai flight delays. Following one of the worst rainstorms in nearly 70 years in the Shanghai, China region, rainfall of nearly 200 millimeters caused delays in over 20 departing international flights. Dozens were also unable to land until the weather calmed. Many thanks, Shanghai airport personnel, for ensuring the safety of all passengers and flight crews. May such extreme weather eventually subside through greater care of one another and the environment. Antibiotic-resistant salmonella in beef. In a second such outbreak in July, a warning has been issued by the State Health Department in Colorado, USA, for consumers to avoid the purchase of ground beef due to tainting with salmonella. The bacteria, which originates from fecal matter that is often contained in the meat, can cause diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, and in severe cases, even death. This particular strain has sickened 21 people so far and is resistant to some antibiotic treatment. Thankfully, no one has died from the contaminated beef. Colorado food safety officials, our gratitude for sharing this information to protect public health. May the day soon arrive when all of us consume hygienic and wholesome vegan foods.
Swine flu continues to take its toll on human lives. As tallies continue to rise at a pace experts now say is too fast to track, the official number of confirmed cases has climbed to 193,574, with 1,362 fatalities in more than 160 countries. A 22-year-old South African student became the first person to perish from swine flu in sub-Saharan Africa, as India recorded her first swine flu fatality and Israel her second.
In Canterbury, New Zealand, 20% of people surveyed reported flu symptoms, with half stating that they had been either quite or very unwell. The number of cases in the European Union grew by 67 overnight, with 29 of those cases in Portugal. People afflicted in Hong Kong increased by 206 overnight, reaching 4,272 total cases. British officials have reported 110,000 new swine flu infections in England during the last week of July. Meanwhile, Russia's health agency is advising football fans not to attend the World Cup qualifying match in Wales to protect from contracting the virus.
With the pandemic's steep rise, hospitals have been full in the Australian state of Queensland. A swine flu patient on life support had to be flown 700 kilometres via helicopter to four separate hospitals before an open bed was found for him. The state has begun cancelling elective surgeries to cope with the high demand for beds in intensive care units.
We appreciate all government health officials' diligent efforts towards people's safety at this time. Our prayers go to those who have lost loved ones to the hold of this pandemic, as well as those suffering from the illness. May global public health be ensured through humanity's transition to life-affirming plant-based fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event some years ago, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
German ship freed. On Monday, the German cargo ship Hansa Stavanger was released after a four-month detainment. The 24 crew members from Germany, Russia, Ukraine, the Philippines, and Tuvalu were escorted north along the Somali coast by European Union naval forces. A representative from the shipping company said they were doing well. "We are relieved for the crew's safe freedom and thankful for the European Union's secure accompaniment, wishing the crew members a safe and joyful reunion with loved ones, and that an expanding ideal of compassion among all brings greater peace to our world."
Chimpanzees born to enjoy music. A study led by Tasuku Sugimoto and Kazuhide Hashia of Kyushu University in Japan found that musical appreciation is inclusive not only of humans. Indeed, chimpanzees innately enjoy melodious tunes. 17-week-old chimpanzee Sakura, who had come into their care after being found with no mother, was given a pull string on a handle so that she could voluntarily replay songs of her choice. Some of the selected music was deliberately dissonant. Through all six trials, Sakura chose the pleasant music considerably more frequently than the inharmonious tunes. What delightful findings! Our appreciation researchers Sugimoto and Hashia for revealing yet another trait that we happily share with our animal co-inhabitants. Blessed be our world in harmonious coexistence and shared appreciation among all beings.
Journalists freed in North Korea. The 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, was welcomed on Tuesday by high-level officials at the airport in Pyongyang in a visit to seek the release of U.S. journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. Following his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, it was announced that the journalists would be freed. President Clinton later visited with Ms. Ling and Ms. Lee and also attended a banquet hosted by the Ministry of Defense at a VIP hall in his honor. "Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies Mr. Clinton and Mr. Kim, for your peaceful and diplomatic cooperation. We rejoice to know of Ms. Ling and Ms. Lee's homecoming and wish them much happiness with their loved ones."
Safe emergency landing following turbulence. On the way to Texas, USA, from Brazil, a Continental Airlines flight suddenly experienced extreme air turbulence, resulting in plane damage and severe injuries to several passengers. Passenger Richard Sharp, a trained emergency medical technician, attended to the injured until the plane's safe emergency landing in Miami, Florida. 15 of the total 179 passengers were admitted to local hospitals, and the rest were flown to their original destination of Houston, Texas. "We thank heaven for the plane's safe landing. Our gratefulness for the quick and expert actions of Mr. Sharp and passenger care by flight personnel. Wishing those injured comfort and speedy recoveries, and for all continued protection in their daily lives."
Save our planet. Thousands lack drinking water in China. Over 160,000 people in China's Liaoning province have been left without sufficient drinking water in this northeastern region, which has experienced increasing drought from global warming.
The area's 38 small reservoirs are depleted, leaving agriculture also suffering, with 10,000 hectares of crops declared to be ruined and over 400,000 negatively affected by the drought.
We pray for the cool relief of sweet rain for the people and farmers of Liaoning province. Let us also choose to adopt the harmonious plant-based diet to protect ourselves and our animal co-inhabitants.
Ever concerned for humanity, Supreme Master Qinghai has often cited the need to conserve precious resources, as she did in this June 2009 video message for a global warming seminar in Veracruz, Mexico.
We can stop water shortage. While droughts are plaguing more populations, we cannot afford to waste water. Meat production uses massive amounts of water, as you know. It takes up to 1,200 gallons of fresh and good clean water to produce just one serving of beef. In contrast, a full vegan meal costs only 98 gallons of water. That is 90%+ less. So, if we want to stop water shortage and to preserve precious water, we have to stop animal products.
Save our planet. Mekong Delta harvest threatened. In O Lac or Vietnam, summer-autumn rice and vegetables have been inundated by heavy rains, submerging thousands of hectares. In the provinces of Hậu Giang and Long An, parts of rice paddies have been destroyed, and continued overcast weather is preventing the remaining rice from drying naturally, reducing its quality and price. Over 2,000 personnel, along with 3,000 pumps, are working to fortify the levee systems and clear the fields of water. We thank the workers for their diligent endeavors to improve the agricultural conditions of the Mekong Delta. May the people of O Lac enjoy prosperous and wholesome yields as earth stability is ensured through our greater consideration and care.
Save our planet. India allocates fund for forest conservation. The nation's environment minister has announced that the government will invest $200 million in protecting its forests and will also report the amount of carbon emissions stored by the forest. With 65 million hectares or 20% of India's land covered by trees, the fund will be used to conserve and restore vegetation, control forest fires, and strengthen forestry infrastructure. Plans include extending to another 6 million hectares over the next 6 years. Kudos India for your planet-cooling investment to preserve the treasured lungs of Mother Earth. May the lush green forests flourish across yours and many other lands.
Save our planet. Nissan's all-electric car unveiled. The Leaf is Japanese automaker Nissan's latest zero-emission car. It can travel over 160 kilometers on one charge and speeds of up to 140 kilometers per hour. This vehicle can be easily recharged in about 8 hours at home or in just half an hour at designated electric charging stations. With a price that is expected to be similar to its comparable gas-powered models, the Leaf will be available to consumers in Japan, US, and Europe in late 2010. Hats off, Nissan, on your debut of this eco-friendly vehicle. May green cars like the Leaf pave the way for a future of sustainable transportation.
Save our planet. Rebroadcast of radio interview with Supreme Master Qinghai. This coming Friday, August 7th, and Sunday, August 9th, the US-based Spiritual Awakening Radio will rebroadcast a two-part telephone interview with Supreme Master Qinghai, originally held on July 29th, 2008. The discussion was conducted by Mr. James Bean, radio talk show host and producer of Spiritual Awakening Radio, a weekly program on HealthyLife.net radio network, and focused on the connection of vegetarianism to global warming and spirituality. The following is an excerpt from the telephone interview.
So I think a vegetarian diet, it is not for religious people alone, it is truly necessary for us to survive.
Because we can't afford it. We have limited resources, and so all of these inefficient practices that cost too much, you know, at some point we'll just go broke.
Yeah. We cannot afford it forever like this. We have to stop the meat in order to even survive. We don't talk about religious, moral obligation or even compassion, nothing yet. In order to save ourselves, we must be vegetarian. A vegetarian diet is a non-violence in the highest sense, and a vegetarian diet is a love in action.
Mr. Bean has also cordially invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to a new telephone interview on the Kuan Yin Method, airing August 14th and 16th, which Supreme Master Ching Hai has graciously accepted.
We thank Mr. James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio for bringing diverse spiritual messages to listeners. We are also most grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her ceaseless endeavors to uplift humankind and the planet.
You can tune in to the upcoming rebroadcast of the July 2008 discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai via live streaming radio on the internet site www.healthylife.net. Part 1 will air on Friday, August 7th at 10 a.m. local time, Los Angeles, USA, or 7 p.m. Central European time. Part 2 will air on Sunday, August 9th at 9 a.m. local time, Los Angeles, USA, or 6 p.m. Central European time. Please also stay tuned for more information about the new interview at a later date.
Save Our Planet. A poll of nearly 20,000 people across 19 countries found that around 73% of citizens would like their governments to give top priority to climate change.
Save Our Planet. For the past 30 years, professional photographer Ragnar Sigurdsson has been documenting the alarming melt of Iceland's Breiðamerkurjökull glacier, which has descended from the mountains on its way to the sea.
Save Our Planet. A report prepared for Australia's Department of Environment states that 17 of the nation's World Heritage Sites, such as the Sydney Opera House and Great Barrier Reef, could be destroyed by climate change effects if the country does not unite to curb emissions.
Hi, I'm Angelo, the vegan Great Crested Grebe, one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I have a tip to share with you on beautifying your garden. Have you heard of coleus plants? They grow in many parts of the globe and come in a variety of colours, such as purple, bright red, yellow, pink and lime green. They produce their hues best in the shade. You can decorate your home with them indoors as well. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In humanitarian news, the Czech Republic warmly welcomes refugees from Myanmar or Burma. Close to 50 individuals have been assisted in resettlement within the last year. The government has provided courses in language training and cultural orientation. Five families have been offered permanent accommodation in the country's Moravia and Bohemia regions. The local community has kindly sent toys and bicycles for the children. Our sincere appreciation, Czech Republic government and citizens. and God bless your generosity in opening your hearts and doors to other sisters and brothers. May the new residents thrive in happiness and opportunities.
In Veg News, Paris, France hosts their first Veg Fest. Dedicated to bringing awareness to animal rights, Veg Fest hosted 18 organizations, including PETAfrance.com, United States-based Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and an online vegan catalog, Un Monde Vegan, which means a vegan world in France. Booths and tables from the groups offered information about animal welfare, as well as the plant-based lifestyle to passers-by.
Pourquoi tu es végétarien?
Parce que je veux pas manger d'animaux.
Comment vous vous sentez-vous d'être végétarienne?
Très bien, je fais beaucoup de sport, j'ai couru 2 marathons et tout va très bien.
A second and even bigger Veg Fest is being planned in Paris for September 2009. Our deep thanks to all those involved in launching the Veg Fest in Paris. May the good news about compassionate vegan living be shared in every corner of our globe. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Formosan or Taiwanese man has a dozen piglet friends. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more beautiful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peaceful news for a united world. In animal news, a Formosan or Taiwanese man is close friends with a dozen piglets. As he travels through Pingdong, Formosa, Mr. Li Tungjen's 12 little pig companions are not far behind. They follow in a line and have even learned to cross roads safely and mind the traffic lights as they catch the eye of many. Mr. Li has been the caregiver of these intelligent animals for 9 months. He said, it's just like taking care of your own children. What a beautiful sight, Mr. Li Tungjen. On our road to a more peaceful planet, may we see many more examples of consideration toward our animal co-inhabitants.
Let's share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled
Filing Method.
The boss said to his friend, you know, my secretary, she's very, very religious. His friend said, what do you mean religious? The boss said, well, she files things according to biblical order. The friend asked, what does that mean? The boss said, meaning, seek and you shall find.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I think Supreme Master Television does a great job. Being vegan has changed my life, and anyone forwarding the cause is okay in my book. Loving Hut in Brisbane, Australia is the best place I've ever eaten at. They play Supreme Master TV at Loving Hut, and I watch it all the time. My favourite show is that one with those funny birds that can talk. If you're actually cool, you would watch this station. CJ from Brisbane, Australia.
Kind CJ, congratulations on your being vegan. We're glad to hear that you enjoyed the heavenly cuisine at Loving Hut Brisbane. Thanks for the compliment about your favorite show. Our animal friends are cute and humorous indeed. Viewers wishing to see more can visit suprememastertv.com/AW. Heaven's abundant blessings to you and your fellow Australians.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be a reflection of heavenly nobility.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki meets with Kurdish President Masoud Barzani and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani to discuss diplomatic resolutions for the region.
A university professor in Missouri, USA, observed a low-flying spherical-shaped object that emitted an orange glow for a full 12 minutes before it disappeared from sight.
French Minister of Environment, Energy and Development, Jean-Louis Borloo, was welcomed in Tunisia on Saturday by Tunisian Foreign Minister Abdel Wahab Abdallah as the two met to further cooperation between their countries.
Social worker Demetrios Demetrios opens a center in Recife, Brazil, to provide homeless children with shelter, food, medical services, and education.
Private airline pilot Michelle McGuire creates MuttMuffs, an earmuff designed to block loud noises and help keep canine companions calm.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon and President Oscar Arias of Costa Rica sign a new agreement that covers the areas of science, education, and tourism.
British archaeologist Shimon Gibson reports on the discovery in Jerusalem of a ritual vessel with inscription that dates to the time of Jesus.
Mirroring their founder, St. Francis of Assisi, six Franciscan friars walk 300 miles to Washington, D.C., USA, trusting in God to provide all their needs and helping strangers along the way.
Respected by the public due to his dedication, Iraqi Traffic Officer General Ammar al-Khayat makes television appearances to teach traffic and road safety to Baghdad's drivers.
Newly elected New Zealand Prime Minister John Key announces a $100 million plan for youth development, including jobs, training and education.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.